listen, people watch porn. That's just a fact of life, fact of nature, and anyone who says otherwise is probably telling a little fib. I'm a man, I'm a young man. Men have their needs, women have their needs.
To have never experienced porn, even for a few seconds, I would be very, very surprised if I came across somebody that never came across or watched porn.
I would believe that a vast majority of people would watch it, definitely from time to time. I think 95% of the population has stuff.
Like, even if you're just perusing the internet of it in a general nature, it's hard not to accidentally click on something.
Well, I'm in my 30s. I think definitely my peers, I would find it virtually impossible to find anyone in my circle that hasn't seen porn at some point.
Shauna Scott is from the adult toy website sexshoppa.ie. She believes that more people in Ireland consume porn than they actually admit to.
We all do, lads. Like, there was a study done by the University of Montreal. This is going back maybe 5-10 years ago, where they wanted to test the brain activity of college age guys who watched porn, and they couldn't find a control group. They couldn't find a single male college student who hadn't seen any sort of porn. So they had to ditch the study completely because they couldn't get a control group going.
I met with Mary and Kathy, both ladies in their 60s. They told me that they've never watched a porn and their reasons why.
The opportunity never arose, really. I kind of never got into it. I was always too busy. I never saw it as part of my life. I just was never really that interested. And anyway, I suppose I'd get on the internet or go into if I really wanted to find a porn movie, I would. But I never really wanted to. It just, that whole aspect of life has escaped me so far.
No, well, I'm 60, so in my era, you'd have to reach for the top shelf in the video shop or something years ago. So you just didn't do that. But I never had the opportunity. It never arose. You know what I mean? It never came up that we saw a porn movie. The only bit of porn we wouldn't even call it porn, be on the television or on an over-18s film, you know, but it wouldn't be explicit. Well, I have the film at home. Well, I don't know if it's porn, you know, 50 Shades of Grey, but I didn't even watch it because I thought it'd be boring, probably, just looking at people in bed 20, you know, all the time. So I didn't bother. It's still at home in the box, you know, so.
We asked Shauna for some advice for anybody who's thinking of watching a porn for the first time.
Well, first of all, I don't know if I would necessarily recommend like going into a shop to buy one unless you were going into, let's say, like a female friendly shop, one that's going to cater to a lot more taste than just the mainstream hetero stuff. Not that there's anything wrong with it. It's just overly represented. So I would recommend doing a little bit of a Google search, having a look at the Feminist Porn Awards and picking some of their winners and going with them.
So for Mary and Kathy's first time watching a porn movie, we went out and bought Mantrap, a 2011 classic.
In recent years, a radical new adult service, Mantrap, has been testing our lover's faithfulness. For the first time ever, Kelly Raphael, the brains and beauty behind Mantrap, talks candidly with award-winning journalist Oliver McDowell.
Through a series of raunchy reconstructions, he exposes the true stories behind her girls and controversial agency. Is Raphael the homewrecker the headlines would have us believe? Or could she actually be a champion of truth and reconciliation?
Starring Michelle Moist,
Kathy Annabelle,
and Megan Cox.
I'm excited about Mantrap. I love the names of the performers. Let's see, my favorite is Michelle Moist. You also have Megan Cox with three X's. It looks interesting. There seems to be a bit of a plot going on. As much of a plot as you can have in a porno film. There seems to be a bit of lesbian action. There's a three-way going. So yeah, you got a little bit of everything there.
Is plot important when it comes to porn, or do you just think that it's better to just get stuck in, so to speak?
It depends on what you want. There's some people that want to just get stuck in, but there's, you know, some people like myself who, like, plot is important. Production values are important. You know, making sure that the guy takes off his socks, that is very important to me.
Before Mary and Kathy sat down to watch the X-rated movie, the Moncrief team tested out Mantrap for ourselves.
God, you could hang your washing on that, couldn't you?
Oh, he's really going for it now.
Oh, he's got mother of God now.
She's going to be absolutely exhausted after this.
He'll be exhausted after this.
Yeah. And they don't like stop for a sandwich or anything halfway through. Oh, hang on, it's changed now.
Oh. We're about to watch a movie. It's called Man Trap. Okay, so there's a bit of a storyline to it. Have any sense of what to expect?
None. I honestly haven't any. I don't know what to expect.
A very basic storyline, I'd imagine. And I'd say a lot of nude and sex, maybe. Explicit sex, they'll probably might show in it.
Okay, I don't know. We're going to show you a small bit of it now. So it starts with the story of it, and then it'll kind of go into the raunchy bits, I guess. So I'll press play in it. So I'll go out of the room.
This poor handsome man was struggling with his business. Worse, there were rumours, for some reason, he was underperforming in the bedroom.
I can't see people that watch porn.
No, me neither.
Personally, no.
Just her understanding here.
It's too boring.
After the brothers... Yeah.
Maybe the best is yet to happen.
Or the worst. I'm beginning to see the appeal of it, though. Yeah. At 11 or 12 o'clock, you know, whatever time of night, when people are in the humour, you know, that it might help things.
Might move things along.
Yeah, I think so, yes. I can see the appeal of that now. But it's all very pleasant so far. Yes, it's raunchy stuff, surely. How long do you reckon you could watch this for now? Not long.
You'll probably get bored after a while.
Yeah, very bored.
But I suppose it'd be where you are. You know, if you were at home, maybe with your it might be different.
We're looking at it very clinically now.
I can't see why people would...
You can.
I can't see why people would watch it now and, you know, in the right circumstances, maybe.
Yeah, I can too, yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that it would absolutely...
Arouse people,
but it would also ruin kids.
Well, that's what I'm... Children, that's
boys,
my,
girls,
yeah.
It would ruin them.
Well, you see, I think young kids, I think they'd have to be as good as these people, you know, or do.
And it does go a long way past the romance and TV.
Yeah.
It goes way, way past that. They're great actors.
Aren't they just?
Huh?
Aren't they just?
I hope they're well paid. I reckon this is a hard way to make a living.
Oh,
what do you think?
Yeah.
How long does the film go on for?
Oh, God knows.
You know,
you
I
have
mean,
an hour, I'd say, maybe.
You had enough.
What was your reaction to it, though?
I can't see in the right setting and the right circumstance, you know.
But you couldn't see an hour and a half of your
I'd
life.
I'd be bored now. You know, I saw him doing it once. I mean, would I want to see that now again and again and again? The same old thing. I'd be bored, I think, more so than anything else.
Oh, slow and steady.
Right. So they're in a studio and he doesn't know they're in a studio, or what does he think's going on, this fella?
I think he's a bit distracted.
Well, I would say the wardrobe budget on this wasn't huge. The dialogue isn't great.
No.
But the size of that thing.
I'm confused. Where is the story? Oh, there we go. Oh, my God.
Oh. That is reverse cowgirl. I think that's called.
Aren't we the specialist? Yes.
You've done your research. Oh,
yeah.
Has anyone else noticed? It's a beautiful room. It's a beautiful building.
It's kind of
a Georgian building, I think, that it's taking place in.
They seem to be oblivious to the architecture.
Yeah, they're not appreciating that at all.